In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today Jesus exhorts his apostles, and us too, of course, to pray earnestly. Jesus tells us to assault heaven with prayers and petitions if we really desire to follow him and end our earthly pilgrimage by ascending like him into the glory of his divine and heavenly Father. We have to know that the fundamental prayer is liturgy. And for you, dear faithful, your main connection with liturgy is, of course, Mass. For the clergy, the daily connection is also the breviary. But for you, your main connection is the liturgy. And every Sunday, you commute, for some of you from far, to attend Holy Mass according to the traditional Roman rite. This liturgy of the Mass according to the Roman rite is the oldest evidence of the faith of the early community of the Catholic Church. Since you obviously have in your hands your personal hand missal, you will better absorb, you will be more immersed in the liturgy of the Mass. The personal hand missal is very helpful. It is the book of your life. The prayers of the Mass have survived the slow and organic transformation of the liturgy, and they are of considerable interest. For instance, if you meditate the collect of the Mass today, you will discover that it is a jewel of the liturgy for the beauty of his composition, for the beauty of his words, with a well-balanced rhythm, good pace, as well as the wisdom that is shown through its words. They undoubtedly bear the mark of divine inspiration. It's not a liturgy fabricated in the 60s or 70s by teachers speaking French or German. The liturgy carries two main gifts. First of all, doctrinal riches and educational values. It is clearly the work of the Church, mother and teacher. The Church educates her children with love, care, and attention. It is our minds and our hearts that Holy Mother Church tries to educate. I say try because the Church does not compel us, but really educates us according to the real meaning of this word. Ex means out, ducere, ducere, to lead out. The Church leads us from where we are so that we can move forward. The liturgy is a public and official prayer of the Church as a body, as a mystical body of the Christ. The liturgy is definitely a theological place where we learn about God, where our faith is shaped, where we are educated for prayer and spiritual life. It is a theological teaching whose literary form is poetry. And it is for this reason that it is often very difficult, even, I would say, reckless, to translate the liturgy into vernacular languages. There is a risk to lose the sense of the sacred. And we experience that tragically nowadays, after 50 years of liturgical creativities. The liturgy is not a show performed by good actors. It is rather the dogmas of faith expressed in rites, gestures, music, songs, hymns, psalms, Gregorian chant, sacred polyphony, and the sacramental order that pour into the soul the light of the truth of faith and lift up our souls to look at God rather than to look at ourselves. There is a great sweetness when we pray with the very same words and accents of the first members of the early church, freshly reborn with baptismal water, listening to the same readings, modulating the same chants. I encourage you to have a hand missal, your personal hand missal. The red booklet that we make available is very good, but it is only a basic aid for visitors. It is also important to know by heart the main prayers in Latin. Pater Noster, Ave Maria. Sometimes I challenge gently some groups who gather in the rectory, and for the opening prayer, I launch an Ave Maria, and I have to confess that sometimes I have some surprises, because only a minority know the Ave Maria in some groups, not in all of them, of course, in Latin. So to know our prayers, Pater Noster, Ave Maria, the Gloria, the Creed, the Marian antiphons that we sing after Mass, at the end of the Mass, and in this Eastertide, we sing Regina Celi. All that shapes in our souls and mind the stability and the objectivity of the Catholic faith. During times of persecution, so many witnesses of the faith went to martyrdom singing the Creed, the Salve Regina, or the Regina Celi. In the prayers of the liturgy of the Church, we have the perfect example of what our prayer ought to be. Notice how sublime the petition is and how it is always made to God, the Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We should be confident in our prayer because Jesus said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. For example, the collect of today's Mass is an excellent prayer for all of us. This collect says, O God, from whom all good things do come, grant us, thy supplicant, that by thine inspiration we may think what is right, and under thy guidance perform it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who liveth and reigneth with you in the unity of the Holy Ghost, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.